Well, I think, you know, we skated well and you know, we created some havoc for their goalie. And, you know, when you're being a little assertive and playing to win and not to lose, somehow the puck always seems to bounce its way on your stick. So I think we were trying to, you know, move the tempo. We knew they played the night before, so I think we might have had a little extra jump.
Close to anything before the
O2? Not really. I think that was it. Just he wanted us to keep moving, and you know, we know the way he wants us to play. And when the games are tighter like that, you know, we're a young team learning how to win. I think that's the biggest thing, is we just need to play to win and play to our strength. And you know, we did that, and it turned into a goal.
Coach Morrell likes to call these games heavy. Is it a heavy game to you?
Yeah, no doubt. These guys, that was as tough of one as we've had. And we've played some really good teams lately. So, you know, you gotta tip your cap to those guys. They made everything really tough on us, and there were really no you know, besides the breakaway I got stuffed on, there weren't really any great opportunities. You know, they just kept us to the outside, played really hard, and you know, you gotta take your hat off to them. And we just feel fortunate that we got a bounce there in the overtime. Well, just, you know, I think it gives you confidence. You know, we've kind of come up on the short end of the stick a few times, and we're learning how to win these tight games like this. So to win a 1-0 game in overtime is a huge boost to our confidence, you know, to learn how to do it. And, you know, winning in overtime is just, it's one extra point in the standings, which that could be the difference in the end of the year.
Backup goalie might be the toughest job in hockey. You know, talk about the job that Chris Mason did for
you. Well, it's selfish of us to expect that from him, but that's what, you know, we expect from Mace, and he brings that every night. You know, when I was traded to Atlanta last year, it was just it was eye-opening to see how he worked every day, and you know, how he competed in practice every day. And you know, I'm sure he wants to be out there more and more, but with the opportunities he's been given this year, you just can't say enough about the way he's played, and I'm sure he'll tell you about it. Sorry, guys.